Hello? Hello?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Heather. How may I help you?
Yeah, is this the, oh, shoot, electronic makeover solution deal?
Okay.
Is that who you're with?
No, this is customer support.
Well, I've been getting charged $56.95 for the last 3 months, and I don't know what it's for. I think it's taken out my account.
Okay, so I can further assist you. Can you provide me with your zip code?
64850.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, first and last name?
Hi.
What was your first and last name, sir?
George Davis.
Okay, Mr. Davis, can you verify your address for me?
9943 Half Moon Lane, Neosho, Missouri, 64850.
Okay, give me one moment. I'm pulling up your account. My computer is loading. I'm still here. My computer is loading.
Okay. Yeah, because I tried trying to figure out what this was, and there's not even any way to look at an account. So it's like, well, I'll just call these people and find out what this is about.
Yes, sir. Just give me one moment. I can tell you exactly why as soon as my computer loads. And how much did you say the charge was for?
$56.95 for this month, the month of November, and the month of October.
I see those charges. It's stating that it's for a cooler.
I never got a cooler.
Okay. Okay, so first purchase on September the 25th, you paid $7.95 for shipping and handling for the cooler. And then after you. I'm sorry, if you don't call in, the council is going to charge you a monthly subscription fee for that cooler every month, and that's why you're being charged repeatedly.
So even though I never got a cooler, can I get reimbursed for all this?
So you did order the cooler, you just never
Well,
received
it
it.
was a, yeah, it was a, just a, it just said $7.95, and all there was a deal just to basically pay $7.95 for this cooler. That's all there was. There wasn't nothing else with it, no terms or nothing.
Whereas in the terms and conditions when you buy the cooler, that if you don't call and cancel, it's going to charge you monthly. But just give me one moment. Let me speak with my supervisor to see if there's anything else we can do.
still there.
Okay, thank you so much for holding. So after reviewing your account, I do see where the reason why you never received the cooler is because it wasn't for the actual cooler. It was to enter the sweepstakes to win the cooler. And once you enter the sweepstakes, it automatically enrolls you into the Factory Direct Savings Club. So that's why you're being charged $56. It's for the membership for the club, so you can have a subscription to the online gadget store. And they send you a $125 gift card monthly to use at the store.
I haven't received nothing from these people.
It should be in your email.
No, I haven't. What's it under? Because I've looked up Extreme or Electronic Solution Makeover. It's not there's nothing for it. I haven't got nothing.
Okay, well, I can only
nothing from them.
I can only offer a refund for the most. Well, I'm sorry, a 35% refund for the most recent charge.
Even though I haven't received nothing, I don't get none of this money back, because there wasn't nothing that said terms that you end up paying $56.95. I didn't get an email or nothing from the when I signed up. Nothing.
Okay, so it's in the terms and conditions when you enter the sweepstakes. You enter the sweepstakes.
Was it no terms and conditions? It just said you've been chosen to enter for $7.95 for a cooler. So that's what I've done.
You put in your payment information, it's in the terms and conditions. It actually shows it to you twice.
Well, this is the biggest scam on the internet right now, then. Because I just got screwed out of $170.80.
Well, I can issue you a 35%.
I didn't get nothing, ma'am. I didn't get a fucking thing. You're
going to
give me 35% of what they took out today? That's it? I want my $170.
I can issue a 35% refund for the most.
You can issue me $170.80 I got screwed out of.
I do apologize, but it is a valid charge. It was in the terms and conditions.
Well, I didn't get nothing on the terms and conditions, ma'am. Nothing.
Would you like the 35% refund?
I'd like to have all of it back. Because I didn't get nothing. I'd have the 35% plus another 65%.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me speak with
I want all the money back that they've taken from me. Because I haven't got nothing.
Okay, thank you for holding. So what I can do is go ahead and get you canceled so you won't be charged anymore. And the most I can do is a 50% refund on the most recent charge.
Why not give me the whole $56.95 back?
Because they're valid charges. It was in the terms and conditions.
But I didn't get nothing, ma'am. I didn't receive anything.
You didn't receive anything because you entered a sweepstakes. You didn't purchase an item.
You said I should have a $125 gift card coming every month in an email. I haven't received nothing.
Yeah, it's in your email, so you're going to have to look through your emails.
What's it under?
You can look under Factory Direct Savings Club, see if you can pull up something with that.
What is it?
Factory Direct Savings Club or Consumer Gadget Club.
Nothing there for Factory Direct Savings. Yeah, I don't have anything.
Did you check your junk email?
Yep, that's what I'm checking. I've checked, doing the search in all the email, and there's nothing.
Okay, well, you should receive an email regarding that. The most I can do is a 50% refund on the most recent charge.
No, I think it's BS. I think I should get refunded for every bit of it, because even if I was supposed to get an email, I never received one. I think I should get everything back today that was taken out today.
I can only issue a 50% refund.
A while ago, you can only issue 35. Why? How'd you make it 50? Why can't
I spoke
you just
with
make
my
it
supervisor, and they allowed me to give you 50%.
Well,
I can't
speak
go.
To them again. Tell them I want my $56.95 today.
They told me 50% is the most we can do.
Well, go ahead and give me my 50% back. Take me off this list. Cancel that, whatever it is, and hopefully it's in there in the next 15 minutes. Because they didn't waste no time taking it out.
Well, once we issue the refund, it's going to take 3 to 5 business days to reflect back.
3 to 5, but it takes 10 seconds to take it out of my account. It's funny how that works, ain't it?
Yes, sir. I do understand your frustration.
Well, I'll keep your number handy, so if I don't receive it, I'll call you back again.
Okay, give me one brief moment. Okay, thank you so much for holding. So we have you canceled, so you won't be charged any further, and we also refunded the 50% of that charge.
So I get back, what, a $28.40 then?
Mm-hmm, Would you like your cancellation number?
Yeah, let me get a piece of paper here. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, is C as in Charlie?
Okay.
263-361-164.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for calling customer service.